It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We are connecting those time zones, as always, and today we're live in the world's two largest democracies, India and the United States. Coming up, President Trump threatens Russia with some more tariffs.
I'm disappointed in President Putin because I thought we would have had a deal 2 months ago, but it doesn't seem to get there. So based on that, we're going to be doing secondary tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days.
We'll get reaction from Moscow.
Interestingly, the Moscow Stock Exchange reacted. It rose by nearly 3%. And that is because I think Russia had bracing itself for even tougher measures.
And Bitcoin hits another record high. Why are cryptocurrencies now surging? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the very latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Donald Trump has threatened Russia and its trading partners with very severe tariffs if Moscow does not reach a ceasefire deal within 50 days. At a White House meeting alongside NATO Secretary General, Mr. Trump confirmed that billions of dollars worth of US weapons would be sent to Ukraine. Our correspondent Tom Bateman is in Washington.
It doesn't return the situation to the days of the Biden administration, for example, when the US was supplying American arms to the tune of nearly $70 billion in the space of under 3 years, all of that backed by Congress. But this is a major change in tone and action from the Trump administration. All of this coming at a moment for Kyiv of uneasy relief.
India's aviation safety regulators ordered airlines to inspect fuel control switches on most Boeing commercial aircraft registered in the country. South Korea said it would also order a similar measure. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
The order from India's Directorate General of Civil Aviation came after a report on an Air India passenger jet that crashed last month found that the fuel switches on both its engines had been simultaneously flipped to the cutoff position minutes after takeoff. The moves by the Indian and South Korean aviation authorities come despite assurances from Boeing and the US Federal Aviation Administration that the fuel switch locks on Boeing jets are safe.
The founder of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, has said the social media giant will spend hundreds of billions of dollars on building huge AI data centres. He said one of the sites would cover an area nearly 6,000 hectares. Andrew Ocheng reports.
Meta has been investing heavily in efforts to develop what it calls super intelligence, technology that could outthink the smartest humans. The first two data centers are called Hyperion and Prometheus and are being built in the states of Louisiana and Ohio. At least one should be online next year. The company is seeking to rival other tech giants like Google and OpenAI in the artificial intelligence race. Critics, however, say the centers will deprive local communities of vital resources like water and electricity. US media say Prometheus and Hyperion alone will soak up enough energy to power millions of homes.
Iran has said it won't take part in further nuclear talks with the United States unless Washington stops insisting that Tehran abandons uranium enrichment. President Trump has consistently made it a key demand, saying Iran must not be allowed to develop nuclear weapons. Tehran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Talks between the two countries stopped when Israel began the 12 days of intensive airstrikes on Iran. World news from the BBC. Cuba's economy has contracted for a second consecutive year as the country struggles to recover from the impact of tougher US sanctions, natural disasters, and a drop in international tourism since the COVID pandemic. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more details.
Official figures say Cuba's GDP shrank by 1.1% in 2024. It had already fallen by almost 2% in the previous year. The Cuban economy has suffered other downturns, especially in the 1990s with the collapse of the Soviet Union, which used to provide aid to its communist ally in the Caribbean. But many on the island say the situation has never been so bad. Since coming to power, President Trump has introduced tougher sanctions designed, in his words, to foster democracy in Cuba.
The French basketball star Victor Wembanyama says he's been cleared to return to the NBA next season after being sidelined in February with deep vein thrombosis in his right shoulder. Wemby, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, was the NBA Rookie of the Year in 2024 and was already one of the best players last season. In cricket, Australia have bowled out the West Indies for 27, the second lowest score in the history of men's test cricket. The Australian feat in the second innings of their match in Kingston, Jamaica, gave the tourists a 3-0 clean sweep in the test series. The lowest score in a test match was in 1955. Police in the US city of Atlanta have issued a warrant for an unnamed suspect who allegedly stole unreleased music belonging to Beyoncé last week. An incident report alleges the suspect broke into a vehicle that had been hired by the singer's choreographer and made away with hard drives that contained the songs. BBC News.